Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Well, we're almost there. This is getting close to the end of the 101 series of shows on how to get yourself your very own podcast. For those of you who are growing a little weary of all this how-to stuff, hang in there. I think I'll take a little detour into some other stuff when I get done with this little series. And then later on head into a 201 series of shows. But I got to get this first group done. So anyway, today we're going to take the MP3 file that you've created and get it on the internet. That's a big job. Getting that file out there where somebody can hear it and download it. I guess download it and then hear it. I got to do it in that order. Now, one of the things that you should know is that all this stuff we've been doing up till now is pretty much old hat. Digital recording, microphones, all that kind of stuff. Putting stuff out, even stuff, putting the things out on the net like what we're doing today is something that's been done before and isn't podcasting. Podcasting is all of those things and a little bit more, and we're going to get into that in the next show. But before we can do it, we got to get your file out on the net. So, what do we got to do? Well, if you already have a web page and you know how to upload files to it, you're done. You can skip to the music part of this show because that's all we're going to do today is put a file out on the net. And so if you've got a web page, just upload it to your web page. Take note of where it is. You might try putting the link into your browser and making sure that it comes back down and stuff like that, but there you go. If you're already a blogger, it may be that you can use the same process that you would use to put a picture up on your blog. Except this time it'll be the MP3 file that you've created. And again, if you've got all that plumbing in place, then rock on, man. Put it out there and try it. If you're not a blogger and you don't have a web page of your own, I've decided that I'm going to point you at some services that are blogging services that are really designed for podcasters. And so in a way, if you don't have anything, you're going to get a little jump start on the other folks. I thought about taking you to the place where you had your own web page and you could upload the file, or even starting your own blog, and that just seemed too complicated. And so I decided to sort of skip ahead and tell you about sort of five places that right now have the ability to host your podcast and do all of the stuff that we're really going to talk about next time when we get to the RSS feed. And I'm going to put that list of five out on the show notes, which I noticed in iTunes get all jumbled together. So if you want to see the show notes that are in a format that you can read and that you can actually follow links, you're stuck with having to go out to the sexandpodcasting.com site and actually reading the show notes there. But the one that I'm going to aim you, actually there are two that are free that I'm going to aim you at. One is called Podblaze, PODBLAZE.com, and the other is called Slapcast, SLAPCAST.com. And the reason I'm pointing you at these two is because they're free, and because we're just learning how here, I decided free is good. The other three aren't too expensive. They're called Libsyn, Podlot, and Podbus. And each of them are $5 a month. And if you want to spend some money, you might want to take a look at that. Podblaze looks pretty cool if you're into sort of geek stuff and want a more powerful interface. Slapcast looks pretty cool if you're into just simple. It's not as flexible as Podblaze, but sometimes simple is good, especially when we're trying to just get a file out on the net. In both cases, they've got a gizmo that lets you create a podcast station. It's an interesting term that people are starting to use. It's really the RSS plumbing that surrounds your podcast. And they also have the capability to upload a file and create a little information wrapper to go with it. And so that's your assignment for this time, is to go out to one of those two and sort of tinker around and see which one you're more comfortable with, and see if you can upload a file and get it out on your new mini podcast site. Again, as always, if you get stuck, feel free to drop me a line via email, mike@haven.com, and I'll help you through it. Either my shows are so spectacularly good that everybody's had no problem, or people are shy. I haven't gotten any email like that. Don't be shy. I'm happy to help. That's part of the community podcasting credo, is them is what know stuff, help them is what don't. And so don't be shy. I'm happy to help out. So anyway, that's it. You are really close now. You've got your file out on the internet. It's downloadable, click uponable. I commend you to go do that. And next time we'll talk a little bit about what separates just putting an MP3 on the net and podcasting. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.